hurt, that betrayal is terrible and is beyond description.
那这种背叛就变成是一种, 没有办法, 来形容的一种痛苦。
God said, I love Israel. I love them just like I love my wife.
以色列人,我爱他们就像是爱我的妻子。
Because I've created them, I've given them a nation, I've given them the faith, I've given them everything they need.
因为我创造了他们, 我给他们了所有他们所需要的东西。
But they turned their heart against God and loving some other gods.
可是他们却转了他们的心去爱别人。
God is very hurt.
所以神非常的, 受了很, 重的伤。
So what did God do?
所以神做什么呢?
You know, love, you can never force someone to love you.
因为在爱情里面, 你知道, 你不能强迫另外一个人来爱你。
You cannot say, you must love me, otherwise I'll beat you up, I'll force you. No.
你不能说你一定要爱我, 不然的话, 我要打你。
The only way is, okay, God said, if you don't love me, you want to go your way, you go.
所以唯一的方法就说, 就是神说, 我爱你, 可是你如果不爱我的话, 那我就让你走。
If you want to love someone else, go ahead.
你如果想要爱别人的话, 那你就去吧。
If you want to love worshiping the false god and idols, go ahead.
你如果想要去爱其他的神, 去敬拜其他的神的话, 那就去吧。
But God tell them,
可是神告诉他们,
after you leave me, you will suffer.
当你离开我之后,
and when you suffer, you discover that actually I am the one you should love.
那当你受苦之后呢, 你就会发现说, 你应该是来爱我的。
And then God said, I'll be waiting where I am now. I'm not going anywhere.
所以神说, 我会回到原处来等候你。
And then after you come back to me,
那等到你回到我这里的时候,
you discover that actually I am the one that gives you the best.
那你就会发现我所给你的是最好的。
And you will seek me, you will seek me.
那你就会寻求我。
And then you will find me.
而你也会找着我。
This is the heart of God to the people of Israel.
这是神对以色列人的心。
And this is the heart of God for us today.
那这也是神对我们今天的心。
Let's turn to two chapters earlier. Hosea chapter 2.
那请翻开前两章, 何西阿书第二章。
Hosea chapter 2, verse 5.
何西阿书第二章第五节。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 5.
何西阿书第二章第五节。
Please read.
第五节，他们的母亲行了淫乱，怀了他们的母，做了可羞耻的事，因为他说：“我要随从所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻油、酒都是他们给的。”
Verse 6.
第六节，因此我必用荆棘堵塞他的道，竹墙挡住他，使他找不着路。
Verse 7.
第七节，他必追随所爱的，却追不上；他必寻找他们，却寻不见，便说：“我要归回前夫，因我那时的光景如此，比如今还好。”
What is it talking about here?
那这里讲的是什么呢？
Is Israel, the chosen people, just like an unfaithful wife?
那以色列人的他们这些选民就像一个 不忠实的妻子。
You know, a wife has to be faithful.
那我们知道说妻子必须要忠实。
Her only love shall be her husband.
那她唯一的爱应该是她的丈夫。
God is just like a spiritual husband.
那神就像是一个属灵的丈夫。
God gave them everything.
神给他们所有的。
And the bread, the water,
给他们饼,
oil,
给他们水, 给他们油,
everything.
所有的东西。
But Israel didn't love God.
可是以色列却不爱神。
But they say, oh, worship idols. They say, idols, you give me all these things.
所以他们去敬拜偶像, 他们说偶像可以给我这些。
So they are like unfaithful wife.
所以他们就像一个不忠诚的, 妻子。
Then God said, okay, you go.
所以神说你可以走了。
But you, when you go, your way will be blocked by thorns and other stuff.
可是当你走了以后, 我必用荆棘堵塞你的道。
And then after you suffer, you'll come back.
那当你受苦之后, 你就会回来。
Oh, thinking that actually I was better than now. Why am I suffering?
那你就会知道说我以前的光景比现在还好, 为什么我现在在受苦呢?
Now think about this in our life.
那我们想一下, 今天我们自己的生活。
In our life, do we see what is important?
我们在生活里面, 我们有没有看到什么才是重要的?
When God said, I'll come back to where I was waiting for you.
当神说, 我会回到原处来等你。
This is also applying to us.
这也是同时在跟我们说话。
In our life, we have so many focus.
在我们生活当中, 我们有太多的焦点。
You may say, oh, I never commit adultery. I never done anything wrong.
你或许说, 我从来没有犯过奸淫, 从来没有做过任何的错事。
But what is this adultery here referring to?
但是这里所讲的淫乱是什么呢?
Let's turn to the book of James.
请看雅各书。
The book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James 4 verse 4.
雅各书第四章第四节。
James 4 verse 4.
雅各书第四章第四节。第四节，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Here describe what is the relationship with God.
这里记载了跟神之间的关系。
Our relationship with God is just like a marriage.
我们跟神之间的关系就像一个婚姻一样。
Here tell us that those who are spiritually adulterous.
那这里说到这个属灵上的淫乱。
For example, if you are already married.
譬如说，如果你已经结婚了
，In your mind, you should have only one person.
那在你的心里应该只有一个人
，It's your spouse.
就是你的配偶。
Every day should be thinking of him or her alone.
那每一天你心里所想的应该就是你的配偶而已。
But if someone start to appear,
那但是如果这中间出现了另外一个人
，You think about a third person.
你开始想那第三者
，Your marriage will start to shake.
那你的婚姻就会开始动摇
，Will start to fall apart.
就会开始受到伤害。
Think of fellow brother and sister, our relationship with God.
那我们弟兄姐妹来想一想，我们跟神之间的关系。
What is the position of God to you?
神对你来说是什么呢？
Someday God is like an umbrella.
有的时候，神对我们来说像把雨伞。
What is umbrella?
雨伞是做什么
？When you need God, oh, you find him. Where is he?
当你需要神的时候，你就开始找说他在哪里。
Just like when it's raining, you find where's the umbrella.
就像下雨的时候，你就开始找我的伞在哪里。
But in the sunny day, we don't think about him.
但是天气好的时候，你就不会想到雨伞。
When we need God, we find him. But we don't need him, we don't talk to him.
那所以当我们需要神的时候，我们就会跟他说话；我们不需要他的时候，就不跟他说话。
Or someone maybe in our heart there's something more important.
那或许在我们心里有更重要的东西。
Maybe your career.
或许是你的事业。
Maybe you're earning money.
或许是赚钱。
Or maybe your family.
或许是你的家庭。
If there's anything occupied the place of God in our hearts,
如果有任何东西在你心里占据了神有的地位
，and then the relationship starts to crack,
那你跟神之间的关系就会开始受到破坏。
And when the relationship starts to crack, everything you do will not be smooth.
那当这个关系有问题的时候，那你所做的任何事情就不会再那么顺利了。
Look at the people of Israel at that time.
我们看看那时候的以色列人。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 5, telling us.
请翻回何西阿书第五章。
Hosea chapter 5.
何西阿书第五章。
What were they doing?
他们那时候在做什么呢？
Hosea chapter 5, verse 12, tell us.
何西阿书第五章第十二节告诉我们。
5 verse 12, please read.
第五章十二节，我使以法莲如虫蛀之物，使犹大家如朽烂之木。
Verse 13.
第十三节，以法莲见自己有病，犹大见自己有伤，他们就打发人往亚述去见耶雷布王，他却不能医治他们，不能治好你们的伤。
Verse 14.
我必向以法莲，第十四节，我必向以法莲如狮子，向犹大家如少壮的狮子，我必撕裂而去，我要夺去，无人搭救。
Here the Bible used Ephraim to describe the people of Israel.
这里圣经上用以法莲来形容以色列人。
Ephraim represents the northern kingdom.
以法莲是指着北国北朝。
Judah represents the southern kingdom.
犹大指的是南朝。
But they had the same problem.
但是他们却有同样的问题。
What is their problem?
他们的问题是什么呢
？No, inside they're just like rotten wood.
在他们的里面就像是烂掉的木头。
They are sick.
他们生病了。
What does mean rotten wood?
什么叫做朽烂之木
？You look at outside, it's very beautiful.、
如果你看外面的话，可能长得非常的好。
It's still standing there.
它还是站在那里。
But inside is already rotten.
可是里面已经烂了。
What does mean being sick?
什么叫做生病呢
？You're lacking of strength. You cannot move anymore.
已经没有力气，已经没有办法行动。
Sometimes we look at our life, our family. These two descriptions is very accurate.
那有的时候我们看自己的生活自己的家庭这两个解释能够很好的形容我们自己
We have everything but we are not happy
我们好像有所有的可是我们却不快乐
You ask why, you don't know why
但是你问为什么的时候你却不知道为什么
Sometimes you think that, oh, when I have a house, I should be happy
有的时候你想说我有一栋房子所以我应该很快乐
When I find a good job, I should be happy
我如果找到一个好工作我应该很快乐
After I marry, I should be happy
我如果结婚了我应该很快乐
But after you obtain all that, you're not happy
可是当你得到所有的时候，你却不快乐。
Why?
为什么
？Because maybe we are sick.
因为或许我们已经生病了。
Not physically.
并不是属肉体上的生病。
But spiritually.
而是灵性上的生病。
We already far from our spiritual husband, our God.
我们离开我们属灵的丈夫太远了。
Just like rotten inside.
就像我们里面是已经烂了。
But we are running around, we don't want to turn back to God.
可是我们却跑来跑去不想回到神那里。
And we ask God, where are you? Where are you? Why don't you help me?
然后我们就问神说你在哪里？为什么 你不来帮助我？
And then verse 15, God said once again.
所以在第十五节神再一次说
God said, I'll return to the place I was.
神说我要回到原处。
I'm waiting for you.
我在那里等你。
Brother and sister, this is what is God telling us today.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神今天所告诉我们。
If you're having a lot of problem in your life,
如果你在生活上有非常多的问题，
you have a lot of problem in your family, in your marriage, with your career, with anything.
你的家庭，你的事业，或者是任何事情，你如果有很多问题的话，
and you're trying to find an answer elsewhere.
然后你想要从其他的地方找到答案，
it will not solve your problem.
这没有办法帮你解决问题。
You can try, but you'll be wasting a lot of effort.
你可以尝试，但是你可能只是浪费时间。
The only way to solve your problem.
唯一能够帮你解决问题的，
is turning back to the Lord.
就是回到神。
And He's waiting for you right there.
而且他在那里等你。
You must change.
你一定要改变。
It's not God have to change, but you must change.
而不是神需要改变，而是你需要改变。
God said, I'll be waiting for you.
因为神说我会在那里等你。
Until you find about your sin.
等到你自觉有罪。
You seek my face.
然后你就寻求我的面。
You seek my face earnestly in calamities.
你在极难的时候必切切寻求我。
When I read this, my heart is really touched.
等到我念这一节的时候，我非常的感动。
We all have different problems in our life.
我们在生活上有很多不同的问题。
But we don't have to go anywhere anymore.
可是我们不需要再到处走。
God is waiting for you.
因为神在等我们。
Let's read one example.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's turn to Luke.
请翻开路加福音。
Luke chapter 15 talks about a very famous parable.
路加福音记载了一个很有名的一个比喻。
It's about the prodigal son.
它记载了这浪子的故事。
Luke chapter 15, verse 11.
路加福音第十五章第十一节。
Please read.
第十一节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子。
We can read until verse 19.
第十一节到第十九节，第十二节，小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。既然耗尽一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。
Verse 20.
第二十节，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Okay, we can stop here. You look at this parable. We all know this story very well.
那我们都对这个比喻非常的熟悉。
But what is the main focus of this parable?
但是这个比喻的重点是什么？
Of course, if you look at the Bible, many titles say it's a prodigal, the parable of the prodigal son.
那当然，很多圣经里面他帮你放了一个题目，他这里写的是浪子的比喻。
It seems it's focused on the prodigal son.
那好像重点是放在这个浪子。
But actually, this parable we should focus on the father.
但是事实上，在这个比喻里面，我们应该要把重点看在这个看到这个父亲。
Who is the father?
这个父亲是谁呢？
The father is God.
这个父亲是神。
Who is the prodigal son?
谁是这个浪子是谁？
It's you and me.
是你和我。
What happened? What's wrong with the prodigal son?
那这个浪子有什么问题呢？
He is not happy when he was at his home.
他在家里的时候他不快乐。
The Bible didn't say why he is not happy.
圣经上没有告诉我们说他为什么不快乐。
But there must be some reason.
但是一定有一些原因。
Maybe he didn't want to live under the shadow of his brother.
或许他不想要活在他哥哥的阴影底下。
Or maybe he didn't want to work at all.
或许他不想要工作。
Maybe he didn't want to listen every day the father tell him to do this and that.
或许他不想要听他爸爸叫他做什么事情。
Maybe he want adventure, he want to see the world.
或许他希望能够出去探险，来看看这个世界。
His character is much different than his older brother.
那他的个性跟他的父亲啊、他的哥哥是不太一样的。
He was born in the most blessed place on earth, but he didn't want to stay.
他出生在一个受到祝福的一个地方，但是他却不想留在那里。
So he decided he should go adventure outside.
所以他决定他要出去探险。
He asked for the money from his father, the inheritance, and then go to a far place and squandered in no time almost.
他跟他父亲要了他的 财产，然后他就出去把所有的很快的就花光了。
Did the father stop him?
他的父亲有阻止他吗？
No.
没有。
The father could have stopped him and said, no, you just stay here.
他父亲或许他可以阻止他，叫他说你你应该要留下来。
But the father no, even I bound him, I chained him, his body is here.But his heart is not here.
但是他的父亲知道说，就算我把他绑在这里，他的身体在这里，但是他的心不在这里。
So the father said, "Okay, you want the money? I'll give you the money."
所以他父亲说，你想要钱，我就给你。
You want to go? Okay, go well.
你想要离开，那你就走吧。
Sometimes we think, "Wow, this father is really giving me a lot of freedom."
那有的时候我们想说，这个父亲给这个儿子有很多的自由空间。
But the father had no choice.
可是这个父亲他其实没有选择。
The father knows the only way to gain him back is to let him go.
他的父亲知道说，唯一能够重新得回这个儿子的，就是的方法就是让他走。
In order for him to come back, he must suffer.
必须要先受苦，他才会回来。
So the father didn't want him to suffer, but he had to leave him, let him go, and to let him suffer.
虽然他的父亲不希望他受苦，但是他必须要让他走。
Just like the father predicted.In no time, he starts to be in trouble.
那就像他父亲所想的，他很快的他就开始受苦。
Lost all the money.
他失去了所有的钱。
There was a famine in the land.
然后那个地方有大饥荒。
There's no food to eat.
他没有食物吃。
Even the people don't want to give him the feed to the pig.
那些人甚至不愿意给他猪所吃的东西。
And suddenly, his mind opened.
然后突然他的心就开了。
Why should I be staying here and starving to death?
我为什么要留在这里来饿肚子呢？
My father has a lot of workers.
我父亲有那么多的工人。
Even to go back to be a worker, I will not die.
那就算我回去成为一个工人的话，我也不会死掉。
I'll go and confess to my father.
我就要回去跟他告白。
But let's focus on the father here.
但是我们现在来看看这个父亲。
When the son is approaching the house,
当这个儿子快要到家的时候，
the father already see him from far.
那他的父亲从远远的就看到了他。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
The father is just there. He never leave the place. Every day he's standing there to wait for him to come back.
他爸爸一直都在那里，他每一天都在那里等他的儿子回来。
But it is the son who come back to God.
但是是那个儿子他回来了。
The son represents us.
那这个儿子就是我们。
When I was in UK a couple years ago,
那几年前当我在英国的时候，
there was when I visited a church, there was one couple of middle age, they talked to me.
那当我在访问一个教会的时候，那里有一对夫妻，他们在中年的夫妻，他们来跟我说话。
They said, oh, preacher, please pray for my son.
那他们告诉我说，传道，请你替我儿子祷告。
I said, what happened?
那我问他说怎么了。
They say, he's lost.
他们说我儿子迷失了。
What do you mean?
我说你是什么意思？
Because I knew that boy more than 15 years ago. I was there. He was a young boy, just like any very lovely, adorable kid in the church.
那因为我认识这个孩子，那因为大概十五年前我曾经在那里，所以那时候他还是一个很可爱的小孩子。
Look a very promising kid.
那看起来有成功的一个很有潜力的一个小孩。
But suddenly, the parent told me he's lost.
可是突然他的父母告诉我说他迷失了。
Oh, told me that lost means he doesn't come to church anymore.
那他们告诉我说迷失的意思是他不再来教会了。
And of course, there must be a lot of reasons behind.
那当然这背后一定有很多的原因。
But this son, the heart becomes so hardened.
但是这个儿子他的心变成非常的刚硬。
He doesn't want anything to do with the church.
他不想要跟教会有任何的关系。
He wants to cut all the communication with all the other church members.
他要与教会所有的弟兄姐妹断绝任何的交通。
He doesn't believe in God anymore.
他不再相信神。
Because in his mind there are a lot of questions.
因为在他心里有很多的问题。
And he tells his parents at home, don't even talk about God.
所以他告诉他父母说，在家里你不要来跟我说有关神的事情。
And later he moved out of the house.
后来他搬离开家了。
And the parents, they are not living together.
那他父母没有住在一起。
So the parents really worry about his son.
所以他们非常的替这个儿子担心。
And the parent told me to pray for him.
所以他的父母告诉我说不要叫请我替他们祷告。
And of course I pray for him.
那当然我就为他们祷告。
Just like the son who is lost.
就像他这个浪子是已经迷失了。
But God heard the parents' prayer.
可是神听到这个垂听这个父母的祷告。
A couple of years later, I went back to UK.
过了几年，我回去英国。
And I saw the young man, the son, in the church.
那我看到这个年轻人在教会。
And I just grabbed him and said, "Hey, brother, how are you?"
那我把他拉到一边说，问他说，你好吗？
His eyes almost shed tears.
那他几乎都要开始哭了。
He told me I was lost.
他告诉我说，我曾经迷失了。
But now I come back.
但是现在我回来了。
Then I asked him how you come back.
所以我问他说，你是怎么回来的呢？
He told me after I left the church.
他告诉我说，当我离开教会之后
，He have tried all kind of sinful life, sinful things outside the societies.
他在这个社会上尝试了任何的有罪的事情。
Because when he was born into the church, he was not allowed to do all those stuff.
因为当他出生在这个教会的时候，他没有办法做这些事情。
He thinks being a Christian is so boring.
对他来讲，身为一个基督徒是一个非常无聊的事情。
He cannot do many exciting things outside.
他没有办法做任何外面所有很多很多的事情。
So he decided, I want freedom. I want to go out and try the world.
所以他决定说他想要自由，他想要出去尝试这个世界。
But after a while,
过了一阵子
he found out that actually trying all those things means nothing to me. It's boring again after you've done it.
那过了一阵子之后，他发现说，当他尝试所有的事情之后，所有的事情又变成很无聊了。
And the heart after you've done all those things feel very empty.
当你做些 这些事情之后呢，你的心就非常的空虚。
There's no peace and joy.
你心里没有平安，没有喜乐。
But he knows that he's too far from God to come back.
但是他知道说他离神已经太远了，没有办法回来。
He thinks God doesn't want him because he's a sinner.
他认为神不想要再接受他了，因为他是个罪人。
But he didn't know his parents never give up praying for him.
但是他并不知道说他的父母从来没有为他停止祷告。
And many years later,
过了很多年之后
the parent one day told him.
有一天，他的父母告诉他
，The mom just tell him one thing. Today there's a spiritual convocation in the church.
他妈妈只告诉他一句话：今天教会有灵恩布道会。
An elder you know when you are very young will come from Taiwan.
那在你台湾你很小的时候在台湾认识的一个长老会来。
The mom dare not to say too much.
他妈妈不敢对他说太多。
But just said this.
只有说这个。
And in his mind, he was struggling. Shall I come back? Shall I come back?
所以他心里开始挣扎，在考虑要不要回来。
It's too shameful to come back.
因为他觉得自己太
羞耻，
太羞耻了。
Maybe God didn't want me anymore.
他说，或许神不要我了。
But at the end, he decided I should come.
所以他最后决定说，他必须要回头。
And on that night, when he was in the church listening to the sermon.
所以那天晚上，当他在教会里面听道理的时候
，The topic was the parable son, the parable of the prodigal son.
那天晚上的题目是浪子的比喻。
And then he came out to pray.
所以他到前面来祷告。
He prayed so hard.
他非常努力的祷告。
And God gave him the Holy Spirit that night.
那神在那天晚上是给他圣灵。
He was crying, crying, crying in his prayer.
在他祷告里面，他不停的哭。
He was so touched by God's love.
因为他被神的爱所感动。
He knows that God is waiting for him to come back.
他知道神在等候他回来。
God never leave anywhere, but we are the one who go outside.
因为神从来就没有离开，而是我们离开了。
So do you know that God is waiting?
所以你知道说神在等候你吗
？Let's turn to Revelation.
请翻开启示录。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Verse 19.
启示录第三章第十九节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 19。
启示录第三章第十九节，十九节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Verse 20。
二十节，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Here tells us also God is waiting for us.
这里同时的再一次他告诉我们说神在等我们。
He's waiting for us outside the door.
他在门外等我们。
You know, everyone in our heart has a door.
我们知道我们每个人的心都有一扇门。
What is the toughest door on earth?
那这个世界上最坚固的门是什么呢
？When I was in South Africa, I see the members' door. Sometimes they have five locks on a single door.
当我在南非的时候，我看很多信徒的门，他们有的时候门上有五个锁。
Especially they open the shops, right?
特别是如果他们有商店的话。
Wow, one time I tell them when they open the door, wow, unlock it five times, five different locks.
那有一次我看他们在开门，他们要开五道锁才能够开。
Why you need five locks in one door? What's the point?
那我问他说，为什么你一道门需要有五道锁呢？
Oh, you know, there's so many robbers outside. I don't want them to come inside.
他说，因为外面有太多的强盗，我不希望他们进来。
But what is the strongest door on earth?
但是这世界上最坚固的门是什么呢？
Not the doors in Africa.
不是南非的门。
It's the door in your heart. Our heart, the door is so locked up that we don't want anyone to come in.
有的时候我们这个心里的门锁得非常的紧，我们不愿意让任何人进来。
We don't want God to come in.
我们不愿意让神进来。
We want to keep him outside. Yeah, you know he's there, but you don't want him to come in.
我们知道说他在外面，但是我们不希望他进来。
Maybe you are afraid that, oh, I don't want to get too involved.
或许我们很害怕，我们不想要跟神太接近。
Maybe you say, I don't want to change my lifestyle, so I'm not ready now.
我们说我们不想要改变我们的生活，所以我们还没有准备好。
Or you know that you are Christian, but actually you are not living a life as a Christian.
那我们或许知道说我们是基督徒，可是我们并没有活着基督徒的生活。
We are only by name a Christian.
我们只是名义上的基督徒。
But God is locking the door outside, keep knocking.
可是神站在门外叩门。
He want to change you. He want to come in and make a change.
他想要进来，他想要改变你。
He's waiting for you.
他在等你。
Actually, God's waiting for us the whole life.
那事实上，我们一生神都在等我们。
Recently, I heard a newly baptized member sharing.
那最近我听到一位新受洗的弟兄姐妹跟我说。
He said.
他告诉我。
Even though he was newly baptized.
虽然说他是新受洗。
Even though he didn't knew God before when he was young.
虽然说他之前小时候他并不认识神。
But after he baptized.
可是后来他受洗了。
He looked back his life.
他回头看他的生活。
Actually, now all the detail now start to connecting.
那他就开始发现所有的细节都能够连在一起了。
It seems that there's so many coincidence or lucky, being lucky.
那他看到说好像有太多的，他觉得只是不过是幸运的事情。
But after he believed in God,
那当他相信神之后
，His conclusion is actually God is guiding me before I knew Him.
那他的结论就是在我还不认识神之前，神就已经在带领我。
Only now I know he's there.
只是到现在我才知道他在那里。
But actually he was always there.
可是事实上他一直都在那里。
And I listened to another truth seeker sharing the same thing.
那我听过另外一个慕道朋友告诉我同样的事情。
God has been guiding my life.
神一直都在带领我的一生。
Just like outside the door.
就像他在门外。
So we should let him in and don't let him wait further.
所以我们应该要让他进来，不要再让他等了。
He's waiting long in love.
因为他已经等太久了。
He's waiting at the very same spot.
他一直都在同样的地方等。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
请翻开以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书第30章。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
以赛亚书第30章第18节。以赛亚书第三十章第十八节，神必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为神是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
I really like this verse, and if you like it, you can underline in your Bible too.
我非常喜欢这一节圣经节，那如果你也喜欢的话，你可以把它画起来。
In the Bible, we always emphasize, oh, we should wait for God. We should wait for God.、Right?
因为在圣经里面，我们常常在强调的是，我们应该要等候神。
But this verse tells us another perspective.
但是这一节告诉我们另一个观点。
God is waiting to be gracious to you, to show you grace and compassion.
神在等候，他在等候要施恩给我们。
The prophet Isaiah was talking this to Israel.
那这个以赛亚先知他在对以色列讲话。
And today he's talking the same thing to us.
那今天同样的他在跟我们说。
God is waiting for you.
神在等候你们。
Waiting for you to do what?
等候你们做什么呢？
Verse 15.
第十五节
Chapter 30 verse 15
以赛亚书三十章第十五节第十五节主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说他你们得救在乎归回安息你们得力在乎平静安稳你们竟自不肯
God already gave us the secret of living a blessed happy joyful life
那神已经告诉已经将这个能够生活的平安快乐的这个秘诀给了我们
What is the key to happy and joyful life?
那个平安快乐生活的秘诀是什么？
It's not earning more money.
而不是能够赚更多的钱。
It's not buying a bigger houses.
而不是买一个更大的房子。
It's not vacation every 3 months.
而不是每三个月就出去旅游。
It's not a lot of money in your bank so that you don't have to worry about your retirement.
而不是你在银行里面有很多的钱，这样子你退休以后就不用再担心了。
If that is the case,
如果是只是这样的话，
then no one will get depression.
那这个世界就不会有人得忧郁症。
But actually, those who get depression, actually, they have everything.
那事实上，那些很多有忧郁症的人，他们拥有所有。
So what's the key of the happy life?
所以这个快乐的人生的这个钥匙是什么
？He tells us, in repentance and returning to God is your salvation.
这里告诉我们说，我们必须要回头
悔
改，
归回安息啊，
归回安息。
That means you change your direction, change your focus.
就告诉我们说，我们要改变我们的方向。
How can you have strength?
我们要怎么样得到力？得力。
Peace and rest in God.
要能够平静安稳的在神里。
So God is waiting there for you.
因为神在那里等我们。
Every Sabbath day, God is waiting here for you.
每个安息日，他在这里等你。
The Bible is waiting for you to be read at home.
在家里，你的圣经在那里等你去读它。
God is waiting for you to call unto Him.
神在等你来呼求他。
When you have a problem, God is waiting for you to call Him.
当你有问题的、有困难的时候，神在等你来呼求他。
What is your response?
但是你的回答是什么？
Don't let him wait too long.
不要让他等太久。
Let's sing him.